and welcome to the Crystal and Stone Podcast,
where we discuss all things crystals and...
We're your hosts. I'm Dylan.
And I'm Jess.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Crystals and...
Meditation.
It is season 2, episode 4 of the Crystal and Stone Podcast.
And technically take 2 of us recording this podcast.
Actually, yes. Yes. So, unfortunately, last time we tried to record this amazing episode, we recorded the entire thing and then realized afterwards that we actually didn't record it.
We recorded, from memory, we recorded the film, but no audio.
Yes.
Which... Also, we're joined today by the lovely Zoe Saddlewood.
Yes, we are.
But yes, it got very... If you were just watching and not listening, it gets very boring. Because towards the end of that episode, Zoe guided us through a very beautiful meditation, but visually... Dylan and I are just sitting there with our eyes closed.
Yes. I mean, we were all wearing hoodies. So, I mean, if you wanted to see the three of us in absolute comfort, it was a wonderful episode.
Yeah. Extreme comfort.
Extreme comfort. But otherwise, very, very boring episode. So, take 2.
To look at, not to listen to.
Yes, take 2. So, welcome back again, Zoe.
Thank
How
you
are
very
you?
Much. I'm good. I'm nervous now after our first take of this episode being so seamless. I've got high expectations now.
No. Don't be nervous. I guess this time, you have your own microphone, which is, upgrade.
We're not sharing.
Yeah. I miss it.
Oh. I mean, we can move closer if you like. Get a little intimate.
Yeah. Reach for you across the table.
Baby, come back. No, anyway, well, I guess on to the topic at hand. Today's episode is crystals and meditation, and we have brought the lovely Zoe onto this episode because Zoe is leads one of our amazing workshops in at Crystal and Stone, Galactic Meditation. Mm-hmm. So, Zoe, tell us about meditation.
Yeah, how did you get into it?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Wizard.
You're a wizard, Zoe. No.
Where to begin? I guess, yes, I teach a meditation class at Crystal and Stone. And the way that I got into that was through my mentor, Isha Patel, who created her own modality called Origin Activation. And I studied Origin Activation, and a huge component of Origin Activation is meditation. So I really fell in love with it there. And that modality gave me the space and the knowledge to grow and sort of work through my own personal not really issues, but, you know, the things that we hold on to, the things that were sort of holding me back. And through meditation, I was able to look at all of that. Origin Activation works through multiple dimensions. So if you think of things as energy, then there are multiple dimensions where energy exists. Mm-hmm. And if you've heard things like your higher self, or even aspects of yourself, this is all different dimensions. So with Origin Activation, the meditation style and technique that I learned there, I was able to connect with my higher self, work through some of the things that I was still holding on to that were holding me back, and grow so massively in such a short amount of time. It's such an expansive practice that really you can look into anything. But essentially, Galactic Meditation is a class that I love because it's beginner friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyone can come.
And literally anyone does come.
And so each week we have beginners, we have people who have meditated before, different styles. So from there, we're able to just connect in, feel the energy around us, find out, you know, sort of I get an idea of being holding the space of what the group needs at that time. And then we go on these epic journeys through different dimensions to connect with our guides.
I always love hearing other people's experiences of your meditation. I have yet to go, like, physically go to one of your meditations, but I sat in when we did our lives at the beginning of last year, when you did a live meditation over our Instagram Live, and it's always really beautiful hearing, like, Bailey or Kat or Katie's or any of our other staff members experiences attending one of your meditations. Not only that, but also the actual customers who also go as well, like, hearing what they experience and, like,
well, everyone that's
like,
been
the joy or like the release or whatever. I'm like, one day I will get to it. One day.
Well, I mean, I know from myself personally, like, my experience when I started meditating was, like, I found it so frustrating because, you know, you see these beautiful images of people like, oh, yeah, my mind is just released and, like, it's so clear and everything. And, you know, what I found so frustrating about meditation is when I started, I expected it to be, like, you have to have a clean slate. And my mind was just racing a million miles per hour. And I found that so frustrating because you see all these images everywhere of, like, it's just like, empty your mind, clear your mind, all of these things. And I couldn't do that. Like, I know it comes with time and with practice, that there's different types of meditation. So I know, like, so with your type of meditation that you practice, Zoe, like, From what you're describing, at least, it's definitely not clearing your mind completely.
No, absolutely not. If anything, you're inviting your mind to see and to think, because everyone's different. Some people feel, some people see color, and other people have, like, full visions of what they're seeing. So, like, in full detail, as if I'm sitting here with you now. But with meditation, and I even find this with yoga a little bit as well, there is this sort of idea that you should be able to clear your mind. And I just think that's so impractical, especially in today's society. We have so much going on. Mm-hmm. What you want to be able to do is to train your mind to focus, rather than clearing it of everything. I don't really see the purpose of it not having anything within it. So being able to focus on something is sort of what I aim for. And then what that does is it allows my brain in my everyday tasks, when I am getting distracted by things, I can just remind myself I need to focus. And because I've created those, like, neural pathways and those channels, it's easier for me to do so. Mm-hmm. And yes, this meditation that style that I teach is very woo. It's very out there. You will have experiences and you will have to look at things that maybe you were sort of trying to hide from. But what I've really, really loved about it is that it is a journey, that you do get that self-development, which I, as a Gemini and a learner, absolutely love.
Well, I know, like, when I first started my meditation kind of journey as well, like, and this is around the same time that I started yoga, was, like, I just sat there for so long being like, just freaking clear your mind. And I think one of my first yoga teachers, they taught me this, like, little trick, and it kind of helped me with that, is, like, with not, like, your style of meditation, but with that kind of trying to clear your mind style, is imagining the thoughts as, like, you're walking down a street and you're overhearing a conversation that you're just kind of eavesdropping into, then you probably shouldn't be hearing. But you're like, oh, that's some juicy tea. And then being like, oh, wow, that's an interesting thing. And then letting it go.
Roommates.
Yeah, and then they were roommates. For those of you who... what was the app again?
It's Vine.
Vine, yeah, that's right. Before TikTok. Anyway, but, like, once you've acknowledged the thought or the tea... And then just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you've acknowledged it and then let it go.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like going on to that. You focused on it for a moment and then let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So you've heard it, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that really helpful, especially after, like, I've done a yoga practice or when I'm doing my meditation, is to be like, okay, you know, you've thought that thought and let it go.
Yeah.
My therapist talks about doing that as well, but she refers to it as, like, you're walking down the street and it's cars passing.
Oh,
you might, like, like a car might have the window fully up and you might just hear like the bass of their music, or it might have fully down and you hear the full lyrics and stuff, but either way they're passing by you or you're walking past like a stationary car. Yeah.
That's cool. Mm. Yeah, I've never heard that analogy before, but yeah. I like that. That's yeah. really cool.
Yeah.
Mine through teacher training was, it's a leaf. Your thought is a leaf on a river. And just watch it as it floats.
That's a little bit more poetic than like...
It's a bit more woo.
Mine's a little bit more gay. It's like, oh, the tea. mine's gossipy. there's my Gemini and Mercury.
I love
yeah.
that.
But, I mean, when it comes down to it, there's so many different types of... like meditation though.
So many.
So like there is that type of like, you know, clearing your mind, mm-hmm. sitting still.
Yep. Mindfulness.
Yeah. But then there's also like, I know many different types of like yogis or many different types of people that practice like mind, like grave, gratitude
mm-hmm.
types of, mm-hmm. meditation as well, where they just sit there and list
mm-hmm.
things like gratitude and stuff like that.
Yep.
Like things that they're grateful for.
And I think that's why people can initially find meditation kind of inaccessible to them, because mm-hmm. they view it as like this thing where you sit down for an hour and think about nothing. And that's a really hard, it's a muscle you have to sort of work your way up to. You can't start lifting 100 kilos just like you can't just sit for an hour and
speak for yourself. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
And think about nothing. And I mean, when we first recorded this episode a few months back, I was not a meditator, not good at it.
Air quotes, massive air quotes there.
Like always found it really intimidating, not my thing. Did sort of active meditation where you're like sort of cooking or doing mindful activities and you sort of find yourself in kind of like a mental lull where you can kind of unpack things properly.
Yeah.
But since going to therapy and looking after myself and my therapist recommending daily meditations, I now do daily meditations. They're only a couple minutes long. I don't think they're more than 10 minutes long, but they're all like different. There's one that's like a body scan where you sort of check in and feel where you're feeling tension in your body, or similarly, like you were talking about with the gratitude one, like opening your eyes and like listening to things you're grateful for. Or there's a really nice anxiety meditation where you look around and you list 5 things you can see, 4 things you can hear, yep. 3 things you can feel, etc., etc. Yeah.
And I think that's something when it comes down to it that I think of exactly like you said, mm-hmm. a lot of people think meditation is so inaccessible because they have this image of this like this clear mind thing, mm. but there's so many different types, and like I really love almost like similar to the galactic meditation that you teach, Zoe, is like the kind of the storytelling meditation where yeah. you really get involved in the story. And I'd like to kind of segue back into the type of meditation that you teach, Zoe, because I have had the beautiful experience of going to one of your meditations and really being transported and like really feeling like a being at like an out of body experience going to one of your meditations.
And I think that's why people are so drawn to meditation. Like when they've, at first they might be a bit hesitant when they first go there, but then they go and they're like, nah, this is my thing now. I'm in.
So, what led you down, like, because I mean, have you always been really like, yes, I'm going to be a totally into meditation. Like, this is my life. This is my, like, dream.
Absolutely not. I never thought that I would be here. I come from a very non-religious scientific background with my family and the way that I was raised, and then also with my studies. And it wasn't actually until about 6 years ago when I first moved to Australia. I was living in Melbourne. And I was in this really small town there and I just was bored. I had nothing to do. And I thought, you know, I need to sort of find a hobby. And I didn't really know at that point I was a people pleaser. And so I'd done everything for everyone else for so long that when I was there by myself, I really had to like look at myself and mm-hmm. I realized that I didn't know who I was. Mm-hmm. And as such, I had no hobbies. So I started sort of like a at random hobby list. And
I love that.
You know what? It's actually, like, I've totally been there as well.
I have as well.
Yeah.
I'm glad because...
This is the year that I'm doing it.
I think this is it. Like, you, if you don't know, you just try anything until you do. And I happen to find meditation actually through yoga. I started a yoga class. I have no idea what style of yoga that teacher was teaching us. It was my first time there. I thought yoga was just yoga. I didn't realize there was like
so many different styles. Which is the same. I thought like
same yoga, as meditation.
Yeah, yoga is yoga, and then there's yin, there's nidra, there's vinyasa, there's all these other words that I'm not going to try and pronounce.
Exactly. And that just goes to show I don't come from like a spiritual background at all, because she had us doing things like breath work and vinyasa, but then also yin and then mindfulness meditation and all sorts of different styles of yoga and meditation, as well as breathing. And I just thought that was yoga. It's the first time I'd ever done it. And it was in this class of hers that I had this crazy out-of-body experience during one of her meditations. She wasn't practicing what I would call this multidimensional style of meditation that I use. She was just getting us to focus on our breath. But in that moment, I felt like I was lifted up out of my body, and as if I was sitting above the entire class and like the roof of this building looking down, and I could see absolutely everyone in that room in utter detail, even the people sitting behind me. And I had my eyes closed at this point, and I'd never felt anything like that before. It really shook me. And I think after that, I couldn't stop. Like, I had to know more. I had to sort of achieve that feeling again.
Yeah.
And I tried all sorts. I've tried mindfulness meditation. I've tried breath work. And yes, whilst those things did elate me and they did give me some sort of, and even yoga to a sense as well, especially nidra, gave me that sense of spiritualism, I guess. It wasn't until I met Aisha Patel and went to her Friday night meditation, and that's when I genuinely felt that connection deeply to myself, but also to the wider universe and even like multiverse, if such exists.
So what was the next step for you that led you from just being like a student, sort of just like bashed my watch on the table, from being like, I'm just really into it, from being a student to a teacher? Like, what was the next steps?
A friend of mine, it must have just been fate, but a friend of mine took me to Aisha Patel's Friday night meditation. And no joke, because this is very woo, I, at the end of this, thought, these are not my people. I don't belong here. I don't know what crazy town this place is, but I don't want to be in it. And I left thinking I probably will never go back there again. But within the week, she took weekly classes. Within the week, I was itching to get back. And that was really the start of it. I started just sort of like going to a weekly practice that was being held by someone else. Aisha has this crazy, big, beautiful, calming energy about her, and she literally now doesn't even hold meditation classes. She's holding entire sort of seminars with hundreds of people, and she can hold the energy of that and stuff. So I really just got drawn into the energy, and the more I went week by week, the more I was discovering about myself, the more I was connecting with my guides, the more I was reaffirmed in the things that I was seeing. Because meditation, whilst you can do it in a group, yes, that's great, you amplify the energy, it's still a completely individual experience.
Yeah.
You are seeing and feeling and hearing your own journey that might be completely different to the person next to you. So when you get that chance to share in a group and you say, oh, I actually saw this, you know, golden triangle, and then I don't really know what that means, but the person across the room from you says, oh, yeah, I saw that as well, and I actually saw this detail about it. You get this bigger picture. It's like a big puzzle that everyone gets to put together. There's not enough science known about meditation. There's actually a doctor, Dr. Joe Dispenza. He has written heaps of books, but he's actually made it his life's work to go out and get scientific data to back up why we have these experiences. So he's doing some amazing work.
That's really cool.
Yeah. But once you experience it for yourself, if it's your thing, if it's meant to be for you, then it's hard not to get hooked in. And that's where I started. Isha ended up being my mentor. I enrolled into a course after I'd been going to Friday night meditation, and that just blew my whole world up. It was great.
Well, I know, like, speaking from experience, like, I know when, like, you just have this, such a beautiful, calming vibe about you. So, like, when whenever you do lead a meditation, you find, like, in my experience, when I've been to meditations, there's, like, the vibe is just very good.
I love the vibes.
Meditation. The vibe is very good.
So good for vibes.
And very opening in the fact that, like, there are some times when you go to a meditation class where the entire time I'm sitting there and I'm like, so what's going to be for dinner tonight?
yes.
I have an itch on my right leg.
And hey, that's okay. Sometimes it is a bit like that.
Yes. And then I kind of go back to that whole, and sometimes it is like that. And I kind of go back to that old trick of being like, okay, let the thought pass. Versus when I've gone to your classes like this, I've always been like, I'm like sucked out of my body and being like, what planet am I on? So yeah. I mean, just like playing footsies with you under the table. I really like your meditation. But yeah, I think it's just, you not only hold space for other people to have this beautiful individual moment, but like you hold such a beautiful space for everyone to have this group moment as well. And it's very welcoming.
Oh, thank you.
So yeah, it's very, very great. So for how long have you been doing like this style, like the Galactic Meditations now for?
Teaching?
Yeah.
Teaching probably for about a year and a half. This will be going into sort of the second year of teaching. I was combining it a bit with my yin yoga for a while. And I just so thoroughly like love meditation, the style of meditation especially, that I just decided that I was going to pour all my energy into that. So that's where my Galactic Meditation came.
I don't even know how you would do like your style of meditation in a sort of like last 10 minute meditation of a yoga class, because you, like, when you've hosted yoga, Dylan, you typically end your class with sort of a 10 minute Subhasana.
Very good. Yes. I do end with a corpse pose, and then I do end with a meditation.
Yeah, and I couldn't imagine you fitting in the things that you fit in one of your meditations in like that.
So the style of meditation that I end with is I generally end with like a body scan. I let people do kind of like a general body relaxation. And I kind of go with the whole, like, if you have a thought, let it pass through. And I like to do a general visualization of a body, your body filling with white light or a gold warm liquid. Depending, I do have one particular individual who has told me that they don't like the idea of filling with liquid, that particularly they find that traumatic. So I say like filling with more like a light, warm light. But yeah, so other than that, yeah, I definitely wouldn't be able to fill or like the like a full like journey with in that amount of time. But
I mean, yes, the Galactic Meditation class itself, it runs for about an hour, and then we generally have a bit of time afterwards to discuss with each other and sort of like chat about what we've experienced. But I think it's a bit of a misconception that this style of meditation does have to take a long amount of time. Once you are cultivating your energy, once you start getting a handle on your own energy and you can hold that better yourself, things like grounding your energy or connecting your energy to source energy doesn't take very long. So when you do get to that point, it is quite easy to bring this into your yoga practice as well. So now with my yin, if I'm practicing at home, I can start by grounding myself at the start of the practice, and then through each pose I can really hone in on the area that I'm working and try and look at it from an energetic point of view, even from a cellular point of view, in a meditative state. So when I can see sort of darker cells, I see that those cells need a bit of like light and love. I can send that light to that space. And I have noticed an impact on myself in those areas of my body. But again, it's all just like how you want to bring it into your practice. You could be grounding yourself at the beginning of your meditation and then grounding yourself at the end of your yoga practice.
Do you incorporate meditation into your daily life?
I do. I have to say I'm not particularly great at having an everyday routine. It's something that my guides tell me all the time, that I need to have an everyday routine. But I feel quite confident saying that I'm quite an intuitive person, in that when I feel the energy come to me, that's when I connect in and I'll meditate. But until then, I've got a life to lead. I've got chores to do or people to see. Yeah, and jobs to be at. So really, it doesn't have to be an everyday thing. It's not something you need to beat yourself up over.
Like I would love to say, and I'm so sorry if my yoga teacher is listening to this, I would love to say that I meditate every single day. Every morning I'm like, you know, I wake up at 5 and I'm like, I'm going to meditate for 40 minutes and I'm going to be like, yes, do like my own shanties. And like,
we all want to be that babe.
I want to be that babe, but like, I'm not. I do, if you're listening to the podcast in order, I do my daily card pull. Mm-hmm. And like, that is a type of meditation as well. Like I do an intuitive pick and I like, you know, I center myself, I ground myself and I do that. I do like a little bit of a meditation every morning, in the fact that like I get up and I go, you know, I make myself a cup of coffee and I like, you know, sing my like little Dolly Parton 9-to-5 thing in my head. So I guess that's a type of meditation.
Yeah.
But yeah, same as you, Zoe, in the fact that like there are times where I definitely am like, no, today I need the meditation.
Yeah.
And regardless of time of day, I mean, I'm not going to like in the middle of like a work day be like, I'm sorry, I'd love to help you find your crystal, but I need to sit down and meditate right now. I'm sorry. My guides are calling me.
Yes.
Speaking of crystals, do you incorporate crystals in your meditating practice at all?
Well,
would you recommend any crystals for people who
absolutely
maybe want to bring that as like a grounding tool? I know for myself that I have a lodolite geolith. And for those who don't know what lodolite is, it's also known as garden quartz. It's a very like meditative crystal.
Mm-hmm.
I like to run my like fingers on the edges of my like geolith when I do my therapy.
That's really
mandated meditation session.
You love it.
And I find that it helps, like, if I'm, like, straying, if my thoughts are straying, the physical act of, like, running my hand over the crystals helps ground me and bring me back to what it is that I'm doing. So I wonder if you have the same thing or other things.
Yeah, well, I'm extremely lucky to be able to teach galactic meditation at Crystal and Stone. So obviously the entire space is filled with as many crystals as you want. However, if I was choosing some to meditate with, I think whichever ones you're drawn to, each crystal has its own properties. And as you meditate, you'll be connecting your energy with the energy of that crystal. So whatever you need for that day. If you're struggling to ground, find that when you're trying to meditate, you're spinning out a little bit or you're getting really headachy. Anything sort of earthy or connecting you to earth would be really great to help you set down those roots and really ground your energy into the earth before you begin meditating. If you're really looking to connect with your guides, things like angelite or celestite have really worked well for me in the past. Mm-hmm. If you're wanting to connect with...
she just did a really beautiful celestite drop.
Oh, yes, hint, yes. Hint. If you're wanting to connect to, say, Lemuria or Atlantis, there are even crystals for that. So,
which ones would you recommend for that?
Well, Atlantisite, I would say, probably if you're wanting to connect to Atlantis. Mm-hmm. There's a quartz called Lemurian quartz, which you can use if you want to connect to Lemuria.
Is that what you've got there?
It is actually what I have with me today.
I was like,
that looks a lot like Lemurian quartz.
I was like, that doesn't look like just normal clear quartz. It looks a little spesh.
She's a little bit spesh. Actually, this was a gift from Katie and Kat at Kaleidoscope Creations. So, yeah, she's been with me today.
Do you mind me taking photos so I can share it to
the, absolutely.
To the podcast Instagram?
Would you mind telling us how you can identify Lemurian versus a... Well, I know.
I have
Lemurian,
no idea.
Lemurian has really beautiful lines throughout it clearly identify it as like Lemurian versus mm-hmm. a clear quartz. So you can definitely tell because it has these beautiful lines that go through it.
I can see that now. That's beautiful.
Yes. Yeah.
I have just taken a photo and filmed the lines that Dylan was talking about, and that will be posted on the day that this podcast releases. Have a little look
see
that. So is Lemurian quartz.
Yes. I am definitely a huge fan of Lemurian as well. I have quite a few posters myself. Now,
I love that.
I have not found myself drawn to Lemurian yet.
Yes.
You know, it might happen. What I have found that I've been like picking up a lot of is clear quartz chunks that have record keepers in them.
Yes.
Now, what is a record keeper, Jess?
Mm-hmm. So a record keeper is this kind of triangular inclusion.
Stunting.
And I don't mean that it's been carved with a triangle. It's just kind of like the lines in Lemurian.
For those of you like nerds out there like me, it kind of looks like the Triforce from Legend of Zelda, like included inside of the crystal.
I have a bunch of record keepers at home, so I will attempt to remember to take a photo and also post that. So you can sort of see the difference between the lines in Lemurian and then sort of like a record keeper in just like a normal piece of quartz. And you can find record keepers in different types of quartz.
Like almost any type of quartz, keep an eye out. Maybe one of yours at home has one.
Yeah, you never know.
You can also find them in agates, as we found out recently.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Very cool inclusion. Well, personally, when I like to meditate, if I'm looking for something grounding, I definitely am like, if I'm feeling very like out of body, I definitely love to use my hematite worry stone because I love to fidget with it. Yay, fidget tools. I definitely find that very grounding because it's almost like a weighted blanket for my hand. And I love that. But if I definitely want to embrace that like out-of-body experience, I really love K2.
Nice.
So K2 is this like very higher being kind of stone. I just really love it because it definitely helps me reach that higher meditative state.
Mm-hmm.
The other one I really love is Iolite.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Not enough people talk about Iolite.
Iolite is just this really beautiful stone. I think it definitely helps me reach that higher meditative state. And it's really good for emotional balance as well.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Beautiful stone. And it's kind of like a light blue purple, which is a beautiful color as well.
That's really nice. Yeah.
Mm.
But yeah, so those are some crystals that I would definitely recommend.
Are there any specific forms that you would recommend over others, or just sort of what you feel?
What you feel. I mean, a pillar or a sphere might be great if you don't want to be holding it on your body, but like if you are a fidgeter and you'd prefer a worry stone just to sort of like give you some form of movement, if that helps, then that's great. Palm stones I find really lovely because you can either sit there or lie there with your palm stones in your hands. Or
I definitely like the palm stone because I like the weight on my palms.
Yeah, I will say the worry stones are also nice to place on your body in that like they're not like the way that they're carved, they're not
going to roll off.
Yeah, they're not going to roll off with just you breathing. It's going to take like a significant movement for them to.
Yeah, so if you wanted to like lay flat and then like lay them along your body, like on any of your energy centers or things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could, yeah. Which
I think if you were into that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I definitely, there's definitely some crystals. And if you're drawn to a specific crystal for a specific meditation, go for it. Like there's no hard or fast rule.
No, definitely.
But yeah, generally speaking, yeah. go with whatever you're drawn to.
Mm-hmm. That's the way.
Well, Zoe, I know that normally your meditations take quite a bit of time, but if you would honor us in a meditation, we would really, really, if you wouldn't mind.
I don't mind.
If you are driving while listening, this may be the time to turn on music and come back and finish this episode.
Or pull over and have
a moment.
Have a moment. Yes. Ground yourself. Pull in with us.
Here at Crystal and Stone, we don't recommend meditating and driving.
Yes. Please don't.
All right. So I think that we'll sort of go through one that would be great for in the morning if you're starting your day or starting your routine, and you're, even if you're sitting there sort of drinking your coffee or whatever your choice of beverage is in the morning. This is a great one that you can do, and you don't have to be lying down. You can just be seated somewhere or even standing, just be present. And this one will really help just to protect your energy throughout the day. Yes. So,
Mum, this one's for you.
All right. So, wherever you are, whether you're standing or sitting, just closing down your eyes, noticing your breath, we're not seeking to alter the breath, just becoming aware of it. Just notice how it feels in your body, whether there are any tight spots. And then take 3 deep breaths, bringing the breath all the way into your chest and down into your belly. And then exhale out, breathing all the way in and exhaling out. Last time. And then just allow your breath to go back to its natural rhythm. Notice if you've created any extra space for your breath in your body. And then bring your attention to the center of your chest, what we call the heart space. And right at the center of your chest, see a beautiful light. And this light can be any color you wish. See how beautiful this light is. And notice how with every breath you take, this light begins to expand in your chest. See it growing bigger and bigger, expanding with every breath. Everything this light touches turns to light. See your feet and your legs completely filled by this light. Your body and your arms and your head completely illuminated by your beautiful light. And then see this light begin to move outside of your body. See it expanding and growing through all the layers of your aura. See it illuminating any dark spots or areas that aren't so bright. Keep expanding your light until it forms a circle all the way around you, as if you're inside a bubble. And see this light reinforce this bubble, creating a shield. Deep breath, breathing in this light and exhale out, knowing that this shield will continue to stay with you throughout your day, protecting you from any lower vibrational energies, keeping your energy safe. Feel the difference in your body, how calm and safe you feel. Take as long as you like, feeling this shield around you. And then when you're ready to start your day, just gently open your eyes. And notice that that energy is still with you as you move forward in your day.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Thank How are you feeling?
Energized. Very protected. Thank you, Zoe.
You're welcome.
Watch this end up being my most listened to episode, just so I can be like, see Alexandra. Alexandra's the name of my therapist. I'm doing my homework. Good morning, Zoe's
here. Wow, that felt very good, actually. Mm. Not actually that, but that felt very good.
It's interesting the difference between how I feel after when you guided us through when we previously recorded this episode to now. Previously, I could not stay in it at all, but I found it a lot easier this time around, and I think it's because I've been meditating a bit
more. Been practicing.
I was a lot easier for me to be like hear that thought and just like the cars or the leaves or the
gossip.
Like,
yeah, analogy, the tea.
Yeah, going past it and be like, cool, no worries, I will come back to that later.
Yeah, I think it just shows that the more you kind of practice, mm-hmm. the easier it gets.
And I've only been meditating for like no more than 10 minutes every day for only the last couple of weeks.
Ah.
This is not an extended thing that I've been doing.
Well, speaking of practice, Zoe, I know that you teach galactic meditation.
Yes, I do.
When do you do that? And where do you do that?
Well, I'm very grateful to be able to teach at Crystal and Stone, right there in the warehouse, so amongst all the beautiful crystals. And we do that every Thursday, starting at 6 p.m.
Beautiful.
Usually runs until about 7:30.
Yeah. So imagine that meditation before like an hour.
we get to chat for a little bit at the start, see how everyone's weeks have been, and then we go into a meditation. We only really meditate for about 30 to 40 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And then outside of that, we just have some time just to a lot of people coming back from journeying or having an experience through their meditation need some time to ground. So I'll pop on the kettle, we'll have some tea, and then people have a chance to share what they've experienced if they want to.
It is beautiful, the like community of people that come to.
It's definitely the most rewarding part for me.
Yeah.
The community.
Because like you have people that come in so regularly and like talk to like each other and to you, and so it's definitely a community of people. That
there's been many a night where it's extended past 7:30, but I don't mind at all. It's a lot of fun.
Beautiful. Well, before we finish off tonight, we always end with a manifestation minute. Although this season we've changed it up a little bit.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, we've surprise. Well, Kyle, the crystalline mage, gifted me with a piece of moldavite.
Oh,
so
yes.
I know.
I have
that
heard.
Dastardly fellow. So instead of manifestation minute, I have been doing moldavite minute.
Oh.
Yes. So moldavite minute and how moldavite has been affecting me.
Okay.
Yes. So how moldavite has been affecting me. So how moldavite has been affecting me most recently is that it has been flipping everything around. Most recently, it has been changing the fact that although I had just recently gotten my parents here, turns out that although we had done all of this stuff to get them here, now they only have to quarantine for a week. I mean, I'm not complaining. Just the rules keep changing.
See, and this is the thing. This might be a bit controversial. I'm a fan of Moldavite, and I know a lot of people aren't. But I think...
Do you have a piece?
Yeah, I do. I have multiple, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know you had multiple.
Yeah, well, Kyle keeps giving them to me.
This agent of chaos.
Actually,
just handing them...
That's sad.
He's like the Easter bunny, but with like with chaotic little eggs.
Two out of my three pieces are from Kyle.
All of us just looking at each other like...
But I attended workshops where you were specifically getting multiple. He didn't give it to me.
Yes, true. Yes. Okay. My pieces from a workshop with Kyle. Yeah.
Okay, mine was just like surprise. Chaos.
Still, even so, it still fits the chaos theme because that's like 20 or 30 people who have now all inherited a piece of moldavite at one workshop.
From memory, that was a really chaotic day afterwards. After
really?
That workshop. Yeah, like we had like a lot of like system errors and like some interesting customer experiences. Like it was a bit of a chaotic day. You two went in that day. It was the day we all decided to dress in pride. Yeah.
Oh, that was the day I had a seizure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Chaos.
Just chaos.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, I'm also epileptic.
Yes. Dylan is mostly okay.
I'm mostly okay.
I didn't want to put that you were okay in your mouth.
Yeah, I am okay. Actually, recently, you know, it's really, really cute. Jaden went and got, made a donation to like the Epilepsy Foundation, and they gave him a stuffed jellyfish.
Excuse me?
It's like the symbol, apparently.
A stuffed jellyfish.
Of like the jellyfish of like the Epilepsy Foundation. And
that's adorable.
And I was like, well, this is a little bit cute. And then I was thinking about it, it's because they have like electrical signals going through their brains.
There's also the Jellyfish Nebula. Have you heard of that?
No.
So it's a constellation in our universe. It's called the Jellyfish Nebula. And I only know that because I've connected with it in meditation before.
Wow. Did you like look it up afterwards and you were like,
yeah.
Hot diggity dog.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah. Come to Galactic Meditation. Jellyfish Nebula. See me there.
Unfortunately, I don't have stuffed jellyfish to give out afterwards.
But. Oh. Anyway,
jelly beans, maybe.
Oh, hello.
That
could work.
Anyway, so my moldavite minute is that just I am a little bit over everything changing so rapidly that I can't keep up. I mean, I'm not complaining, but at the same time,
it's been good.
It's good. It's good change. It's just. I need a. I just need
a break.
I just need some grounding. I need some hematite and like some moss agate, and I just need things to stay still for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Some petrified wood. Like, let's just stay still.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know when in your science class when you're younger and they'd keep like all the really high volatile elements in like tins within jars within
as
like
a science
glass
teacher,
bottles.
Yes.
Yes. I feel like maybe that's where you could put your Moldavite when you've got what you need from it.
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea at all.
And then you don't have to get rid of it. You just store it away somewhere until the next time you want to shake things up.
That's true.
Never.
No, it's okay. I'm enjoying it. I say it through gratitude. No, I am. This is a good experience. This is good for me. I need change. I need change. I say like
it only ever clears what needs to clear, right?
It's true. It's true.
So it might be hard to deal with, but once you've dealt with it, you can look back and go.
It's just my Taurus rising being like, why do things need to change? Why?
Yeah.
Anyway, but on to you, lovely ladies. What are we manifesting?
Do you want to go first? Oh God. I'm always like, oh yeah, that's right. I need to remember what I'm manifesting. I'm manifesting abundance in terms of time.
Ooh.
I just want time.
You've got time, baby.
I know I've got time, but like I feel like I'm so used to having
That sounds like an Adele lyric. Like I'm manifesting time.
I feel like so often just, you know, in the just general like capitalist society we are in, we have to justify our time.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
And so I guess I'm manifesting to not feel that. To be able to sit and like read my book or meditate for 5 minutes or what have you.
It's the whole like glorification of busy.
Yeah, and not feeling like I have to be filling that time with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have read 7 books in 5 weeks, which hasn't happened in a while. Hasn't happened since I started at Crystal and Stone. And that's not me blaming Crystal and Stone. It just means I love hustling so much at Crystal and Stone.
I don't know if I should apologize. Or
I haven't bothered reading, but I am a bookworm. And so it's been nice, like, coming into this year, and I just came
back. Are you just, like, really into your fairy porn right now?
I actually only read one. Only one of those books has been fairy porn.
Oh, okay.
There's been some Hades Persephone porn.
Oh.
Ooh, oh, hook me up.
Yeah,
what?
I was going to say.
I was like, I can pass on the fairy porn.
There's
but the
Hades, yeah, there's been some Hades Persephone porn, some gay shit. Not, like, pornographic shit, just gay shit.
Yeah.
A little crime thrillery one. Mm. But yeah, I do enjoy reading, and it's been nice. But sometimes I need to manifest letting go of that feeling.
Yeah. The guilt of...
Guilt of, like, I have sat here reading...
Hessonite.
Yeah, I have sat here reading for 2 hours when I could have been doing something. Bitch, it's your day off. You shouldn't be doing anything.
Hessonite is good for letting go of guilt.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
what are you manifesting?
This year... I think I'm manifesting a bit of courage, really.
Ooh.
Yes. I think all my meditation's been paying off. My guides are looking out for me. I keep getting these opportunities thrown my way, and I think I need to have the courage to take up some of them.
Love that.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear about these opportunities. Off mic.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure everyone is feeling very zen after that meditation. They're like, stop talking.
Let me go to work.
Maybe with the background noise and they're just snoring.
Let me enjoy my beautiful light shield.
Yes, yes, indeed. Feeling very protected.
I love a good light shield.
Well, having said that, I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you enjoy your light shield. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow, and comment. Let us know.
Yeah, DM us. Send us how your light shield felt. What color was it?
Ooh, yes.
What did it look like?
Everyone's colors are different.
Mine was green.
I knew it. I could feel that.
It's kind of like an apricotty orange.
Oh, cute.
Pretty.
Anyway, yes, so, and stay tuned for the next episode coming soon.
Which we're recording later this week.
Yeah. With a special guest. All right, yes, indeed. All right, bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Crystal and Stone podcast.
Make sure to follow, like, or subscribe for all your crystal needs.
Next time, we'll be talking about crystals and...
You'll have to tune in to find out.